This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sneeze.
Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
Time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
Today we have another show and tell with our friend Enid. Hi, Enid.
Hi, Enid. Enid's back.
Oh, hi, Enid.
So good to hear from you, Enid. What have you got to show and tell this time?
Hi, Beanies. My name is Enid, and I'm doing another show and tell today. And I think maybe my last show and tell was about, like, when I was 5 or something. I don't know. But today I'm going to be talking about my pets.
But I'm really excited to talk about your pets. Are you guys excited to talk about pets?
Oh, yes, please.
I have one cat. She's very, very crazy. And I love her.
A crazy cat? Oh, I wonder what makes her crazy. Maybe she does those, you know how cats get zoomies and they run around really fast and they jump on things and climb things and go all crazy.
Yeah, sometimes I need to do that though. Sometimes I get the zoomies. I just need to do a few laps of my bedroom.
Or do you think that it's crazy fancy, like a fancy cat?
Actually, on that note, sorry, Enid, we're just going to go off a little bit here. It's really funny because my niece, Poppy, she's still learning how to speak, but she has been listening to Fancy Cat, and she, when she wants to listen to it, she'll go around going, more meow, more meow, more meow.
More meow, more meow. There is a lot of meows in that song. Maybe we should have called it meow instead of Fancy Cat. Or we should have called it more meow.
More meow.
Meow, 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 meow. Lyrical genius.
And her name is Tiny. Well, we just call her Tiny for short, but her real name is Tiny McFlea.
Her real name is Tiny McFlea.
That's a great name.
And I have 3 chickens. One of them is called Teepee, and then the other one is called Sunflower Seed. She's a bit older. And then the last one is called Coconut, and she's the leader.
So there's Coconut, Sunflower Seeds, and Teepee?
Wow, you have very creative names for your pets. I had 2 little ducks when I was little, and we got a duck, and my auntie named one of them Daffy, and then they let me name the other one, and I named it Fiona, which is a weird name for a duck.
Fiona's a great name for a duck.
I was 5
Daffy
and I was like,
duck.
Her name
Daffy
is...
Duck makes more sense.
Exactly. Yeah, I was only 5 and I was like, her name is Fiona.
I also want to talk about how I found my cat. She was living in a drain pipe, like a broken drain pipe, in a school garden. Mum found her. And then we tried to rescue her, and then Dad had a really good idea. So he went behind the drain pipe and tipped it up, and then Mum held a bag in the front of the drain pipe. We caught Tiny in the bag. We took her home, and then we put her in a crate.
Wow! That's
that
amazing.
A great story.
Aww. Little cat rescuers. Yeah. Cat heroes. So
poor Tiny McFlea didn't have a home.
Oh, that's nice that you gave her a home.
Yeah, I bet she loves you all very much.
Thank you so much for your show and tell, Enid.
Yeah, thanks for coming back, Enid. It's so nice to hear from you again. And we really want to see some photos of your chickens.
Thanks for telling us all about your pets.
Yeah, thanks, Enid. Bye.
Bye, Enid.
Bye.
I love your podcast. Bye, Beanies.
Do you have a question for the beanies, like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the beanies, like...
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell.
We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you when we sneeze.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like ball pits.
The board in the car.
Let's ask. Professor Know
It All. What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.